Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And Lindor swinging 3-0 and has a base hit.
So Francisco gets his spring training off to a good start.
All right, we're back. So Francisco Lindor, big topic of conversation on this show. And for those that are longtime listeners, you know, I've done a mea culpa on this. When he first came over, I had no problem with the deal. It was okay. I was not a big Ahmed Rosario fan. I liked Jimenez, but thought he was a component player. I didn't think they gave up very much in the deal at all to get Lindor. And at that time, they even got Carlos Carrasco, who, you know, I thought was a bit overrated, but was a useful piece. And he had an awful, you guys know, first, you know, half season in New York. They signed into the big contract before he even played a regular season game. I use the analogy that it's almost like going out for coffee and getting married. And I never was a fan of it. I thought they could have waited till the offseason, something that they did with Edwin Diaz, something that they did with Brandon Nimmo, something they're going to do with Pete Alonso. And they may have been able to save, you know, $100 million after the season he had. But, you know, it was a opportunity for Cohen to show the media, to show the fan base that things were different under his ownership. So he signs Lindor, and, you know, everybody felt he was overrated, frustratingly so. You know, comparisons to Bobby Bonilla and how bad he was his first year. You know, Carlos Beltran was not great his first year. I mean, generally, guys who come over on free agent contracts have some sort of struggle early on. Mike Hampton had a couple of bad months when he first came over from the Astros in 2000. Mike Piazza, so on and so on and so forth. You guys know the story. But ironically, over the last couple of years, quietly, and I mean quietly, now, was it the 180 from one end of the spectrum to the other, like Edwin Diaz has done in his career here? But Lindor has become quietly, when you put everything together, offense and defense, the intangibles, leadership, everything, has become maybe the best Met out there. Now, one of the things I was surprised, and I wrote about this at Beyond the Mic earlier in the winter, I was surprised when I brought up Fangraphs and I said, all right, let's see how good Lindor has been in context of the rest of baseball since he joined the Mets in 2021. Let's just go back to 2021. And when you look at that, he's fifth in wins above replacement, better than a Jose Altuve, better than a Juan Soto, better than a Shohei Ohtani, better than Manny Machado, better than Ronald Acuna Jr., better than Xander Bogaerts, and I could go on and on and on and on here, and I was shocked to see that. Now, Lindor is not a guy that is the best offensive player out of that group. He's not. I mean, it's clear. But he's probably, if you go up and down and you go to Fangraphs and you look at some of the numbers, he's probably the most balanced player on the list. More so than a Trey Turner, way more than an Aaron Judge or even a Mookie Betts and things like that. He's one of the top defensive players when you look at metrics on win shares. He's a great shortstop. He hits for power. You know, he's gotten his speed going again now with the new rules. He's got, doesn't have the best arm, but he's accurate. He makes all the right plays. He's got a great attitude. He's not a dislikable guy. I mean, if you listen to him with Heyman and Sherman, He's actually comes across quite likable, and he takes a ton of accountability. And here's the crazy part. He plays every day, and he's had some injuries. He had fractured the finger in 2022. Nobody knew about that. He missed one game. He had an elbow issue all of last year. He didn't miss a single game. He talks about posting up every day. And the more I looked at it, when I looked at the numbers, when I started to think about it, when I started to really put aside some of the early biases I had, I said, you know, this guy's really living up to his contract. And, you know, very rarely, and I fear that because he's very balanced in his overall production, that the fans aren't really appreciating it. And sometimes they like to look at that stretch when he was bad. And there is a streakiness to Lindor's offensive game. I mean, make no mistake about it. I feel like you'll see him go through these valleys. Then all of a sudden he goes through the peaks and it washes away and he ends up where he's got to be. But I mean, even with Heyman and Sherman, you know, he talked about, because they asked him, you know, can you do, you know, like Acuna, you know, 70 stolen bases. And he laughed. He said, I can't. But he didn't discount 40-40. Now, I think 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases, I think the 40 stolen base is achievable. The 40 home runs in the course of him just not swinging for the fences, we'll see. But he certainly has displayed the high end of the power. I did not expect this kind of power. You know, really, coming off of COVID and seeing where he was right before the COVID season, and I said to on the show, I was like, you know, I think this is a good player. I think he's Jose Reyes with a little bit more power. And he is way better than that. You know, he is, you know, Reyes, for all his good arm, was never a focused defender. Reyes wasn't a team leader. Yeah, Reyes could steal bases with the best in the league before his hamstring started to hurt. But he never had the power to be 30 for 30. He showed some power early, you know, in his career when he hit 19 home runs that first year, but he never really achieved those power numbers or even exceeded getting into the 20s or the 30s. You know, as he got older, his power didn't develop at all. So when you look at it, you know, you have a guy that is amongst those luminary names, the Judges and the Trey Turners and the Mookie Betts and the Juan Sotos and the Manny Machados. And when I say, quite honestly, he's the most balanced when you look at it statistically between offense and defensive value, he is. He's nearly 50-50 in terms of his win shares on each side of the ball. He's a complete player. And then you talk about leadership, and sometimes that's an overused type of scenario. But here's a guy that plays every day, you know, invited young kids to come work out with him in Port St. Lucie to try to help them along, the Beatties and the Vientoses of the world. He doesn't cause any trouble. He's really good with the media. I mean, whether you want to say he's phony or not, he knows how to interact with the media. I mean, he had Sherman and Heyman eating out of his hands. And I don't think he was like doing any kind of salesmanship here. I just think he was being himself. I mean, he smiles a lot. You know, I had someone tell me a couple of years ago and now in the spring, he's very vocal on the field. You know, he has a presence with him on the field, you know, when it comes down to it. You know, maybe he's not the best player on the team. Maybe he doesn't have the presence of a Pete Alonso. He certainly isn't a run creator like Pete and Brandon Nimmo. But when you start to look at where Lindor is now, 3 years into this Mets, you know, this is year number four of the Mets contract. So he's been here a while. It doesn't seem like it, but he's been here a while. He plays a premium position. He's a great defender. I mean, maybe he's not Dansby Swanson, and maybe as long as Swanson's in the league, he's not going to win a gold glove. But he's a great defender, and he should be in consideration for a gold glove. He has great range. You know, if anything, he was 100% correct when he said the shift was taking away his athleticism. He showed you he doesn't need the shift. I didn't see any kind of downgrade in up the middle defense with Lindor not being able to play completely behind the second base bag.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I didn't see it at all because he could cover a lot of ground. And now that he's into this fourth year of this deal, and he ain't going anywhere because, you know, that's not an easy contract to move. He's embraced what the Mets are trying to do. No complaining about, you know, everybody talks about the step back and, you know, trading Verlander and Scherzer, which, by the way, with both those guys aching, not the worst thing in the world, because think about where the Mets would be if those guys were on the roster right now, all the questions and all the Mets for clicks that we'll get into that'd be going on. You have to think that Lindor is poised to take the next step and take the next step in his Mets career. And his 40-40, that kind of thing. Can he, you know, with a healthy elbow, possibly get better defensively? Can he win that gold glove? It'll be interesting. I mean, not going to hit 300. He's going to be a 250, 260, 270 hitter. He's going to drive in 100 runs. He's going to get on base a decent amount of the time. I mean, his last 2 years, he's gotten down ballot votes for MVP. He won a Silver Slugger last year at shortstop. Now, he hasn't won a gold glove since 2019. He won a couple in Cleveland. Some of that has to be with the presence of Swanson in the league. So I think the question is, at 29 years old, he's in the smack of his prime now. He's going to be 30 years old. He's going to be 30. When is his birthday here? He's going to be, he just turned 30. So he just turned 30 in November. So now you're in the smack, what is the smack middle of your prime. You're not the early prime. Can you get the best of Lindor? Now, even if he doesn't go 40-40, or the version you see from the last couple of years is the version you're going to get probably for the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, that's a damn good shortstop. That's a damn good player. And his numbers through his first 9 years of his career match up very well with another guy you guys know, Derek Jeter, who's actually on X. Somebody had tweeted it out, and I'm trying to find it. But I haven't been able to find it here, and I'm not going to waste a hell of a lot of time here. But his numbers fare very well with Derek Jeter, which I'm not saying he's as good as Derek Jeter. I'm not getting into that debate tonight, but it's something to think about. So is can Lindor do more? Is this the breakout year from ages 30 to 34? Are we going to see monster years from Lindor? And with that, think about how good the Mets offense could be if you get the best version of Lindor possible at that top of that lineup. So that's one of my early takes, listening to Lindor, thinking about where the Mets are at. A guy that I think deserves the accolades I'm giving him right now, or the praise, I should say, because we were rough on him. I was rough on him. The fans were rough on him. And, you know, with Rosario not really getting anything more than a $1.5 million deal, being basically brought to Tampa as a utility player. Jimenez has been who I thought he was, a component player. You stole the guy. You really did. I know they threw a raw prospect in the deal. I don't even know where Isaiah Green is now, what's going on with him. But you stole the guy. You had to pay a premium price on the contract. You did overpay a little bit. It is what it is. You don't know how things would have went if you went to free agency. But you overpaid for him. And, you know, now this marriage is turning into something interesting. It was a shotgun marriage, but it's turning out to be a little bit better than we could even have thought. And I think more to come from Lindor. He sounded happy and confident. And with a guy like that being happy and confident and comfortable and paid in his for his hometown team, you know, you can't ask for more than that. I mean, he's home now. This is his team. He's, you know, he's not, you know, like at the end of the Cleveland when he was trying to figure out how to get paid and where he would be. This is his team. When I say hometown team, then this is his team. And he's not going anywhere. And the sky's the limit with somebody like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that all transpires. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Final segment coming up. Mets for Clicks, a big-time business model. You can't fall for it. It's going to be a tough, tough, tough year for Mets for Clicks for everybody. David Stearns is going to be hearing it. Steve Cohen's hearing it. There's a toxic portion of the fan base that's popping up and rearing its head. They're going to be much more loud and vocal. They're going to try to take your enjoyment away of the sport and baseball and the Mets. You can't let them do that. Mets for Clicks, that and more, right after this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.